This recording is a production of the Conservative Anabaptist Education Committee. This presentation was recorded at the Conservative Anabaptist School Board Institute 2025, held at United Christian School in Napanee, Indiana, on February 28 and March 1, 2025.
Okay, good morning and welcome to each of you. I am excited to be with you this morning. I'm not so much excited to be on this side of the pulpit, but I want to use this time to learn from each other. I am not a school teacher. I have never been a school teacher. So I am not one to stand up here and lecture you on the lesson. So I anticipate that you will interact with me and with each other, and that we will have a profitable time learning from each other. And I intend to give you plenty of opportunity to do that. If I fail to do that and you have something that you need to say, get your hand up, interrupt me. This really isn't a place to be courteous today, okay? I'm just letting you. And if all I have to do is just simply bounce from person to person, that's great, because, again, we can learn from each other. There's a lot of experience here. We'll get into that a little bit later. I'd like to know a little bit the dynamics of this group. But I think there's a lot of experience here, a lot of wisdom in working with new school board members. And I'd like to learn from you as much as you learn from me, and we can all learn together. The only qualification that I have to be here today is the fact that when I got an email from Linford Hurst, I said yes. That's the only qualification I have to be right here. So I don't anticipate that I have a lot of wisdom to impart to you. I will give you a little bit of my qualifications as far as my experience. In May of 2014, I was elected to the school board at Elida Mennonite School, and I spent 5 years on that board as secretary. Then I was off just a couple years, and in 2021, we started a new school, and in June of that year, I was elected to that school board. And I still continue to serve on that school board of the New Covenant Christian School, and I serve as chairman to date. Now, I will have 4 more years to serve on that board in some capacity until this term is ended. I have learned one thing as I have spent time on school boards, and that is that there's always more to learn. No matter how much experience you get as a school board member, maybe you've been on a board for 2, 3, or maybe 4 terms, maybe with some breaks in between, but no matter how much experience you get, you never get to the place where you shouldn't get to the place where you feel like you know how to do the job. And we're going to look specifically this morning at bringing new team members into the board. I think this is something that we probably don't talk about a lot. This is probably not something that we really discuss, that we really even think about a lot. And I'm going to venture a guess, maybe I'm wrong, and if I am, get your hand up and tell me I'm wrong, but I'm going to guess that we probably don't really have much training on how to bring a new team member on board. We heard some very excellent admonition out there, Brother Jonathan, especially toward the end of his speech there, about the vision of school boards. And you have a paper that is simply to give you the 3 points that I'd like to cover today. It's just a place for you to jot down notes or anything that you, if you want to remember from this talk today, or if just a question so that you don't forget it until you get a chance to say it. But the first point is probably the most important point. And that's the point that we're going to springboard off of from the previous speech. Before we go there, I'd like to get a little bit of feeling for what your experience is here. If you are a new board member serving your first year, raise your hand. Okay. Ah, wow, quite a few of you. Mm-hmm. 2 years on the board. Okay, so you're past the newbie stage and probably getting a little bit of feel things, but there's more to learn. What about 3 years? 4 years? 5 years? Greater than 5 years? Greater than 10 years? We still have some hands up. So I expect you guys to help us out today. You should know it all, right? Wait a minute, you never get there. Okay, so I've broken it down, as you can see, into three main sections here. The first one is sharing the vision for the work, and that to me is absolutely, hands down, the most important part of your job as a school board member. You will inherit, as a board member, you will inherit all kinds of new board members. My guess is that you will inherit people who are as passionate as you are. You may inherit people who are more passionate than you are about education and our Christian schools. You may inherit people who are there simply because they got put there. Okay? Don't take that as a negative thing. Take that as a challenge to change that. Now, I'm going to do a lot of assuming here today that you have a passion for education. Okay, I don't know how you get elected in your communities. I don't know what processes are in place there. But I'm going to assume that you do have a passion for education. Okay, so now you've got a new board member comes in, and maybe it's somebody who isn't as passionate as you are. That can go a lot of different ways. That can be a thorn in your flesh. You can become annoyed at that person. You can build a hostile work environment because they're not up to speed with you. That creates a very divisive school board, which essentially creates a very ineffective school board. You may get the basics of education done, but you're not promoting the vision as we heard out there. If you have somebody who is more passionate about education than you are, take that opportunity to learn from them. Amen. Okay, because they're the new person on the board does not mean that they don't have something to offer you. Maybe you've been one of these that have been on the board for, I don't know, 15 years, 20 years, I don't know how long you've been on the board, but maybe you're one of those that have been on the board for a long time. There, you can still learn from the new guy. Mm-hmm. He still brings something to the table that you can learn from. Help the new person, the new board member, to understand that what he has been given is not a prison sentence. It can feel like that. In our school, we have 6-year terms. And the previous school I was on the board for was a 5-year term. Some of you have 3-year terms, some of you may have longer than 6 years. I don't know how long. But it can, when you begin that, 6 years down the road can look like a really long time to be on the board. And if you focus your mind on that, you can discourage yourself. Okay? Instead of taking it a day at a time and learning the thing that you need to learn today, that's where you need to be. Don't worry about tomorrow. The Bible's full of passages that say don't worry about tomorrow. Don't discourage yourself as a new board member. Don't see it as a prison sentence or a chore that you have to do, that you'll do this and then you'll move on and you'll get off the board, because that's what will happen. If you have that attitude, you probably will get off the board and never be asked back. At least that's what I hope happens. Because you're probably not a great school board member if that's your attitude. Now, as other board members, we're talking about bringing those people on board, the new person on board. Help them to see that this is an opportunity, it's a privilege to serve on a school board. when you were elected to that position, I almost said ordained. I know ordained is a whole different thing, but it is kind of a ordination type thing. When you were elected to the school board, you are gifted this opportunity by those electing you. They are putting you in a position where they are giving you their trust. Okay? They are saying, I think you will do a good job taking care of my children at school and making school a healthy environment, a good environment, a good learning environment, all the things that go on that a school board does. Now, I realize this is very much back and forth of what teachers do too, but good school boards are engaged and active in their schools. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so these parents are saying, we think you'll do a good job. They have placed an incredible amount of trust in you. God has placed an incredible amount of trust in you through them. Don't betray that trust. As a new school board member, understand, as an older school board member, help the new people understand. And if you don't understand, then you need to understand that you are in a position of privilege. Not everybody gets to be a school board member. I think too many times, I'm going to say this yet, and then I'll give you some time to talk, I promise. I think too many times men are elected to the school board who possess no vision for the school. It has been done very unwisely that we give a job to an uninvolved person so that they will catch the vision. I encourage you to help them catch the vision before you give them the job. Because if you give them the job to catch the vision, well, maybe we'll have time to talk about how well that does work or doesn't. What happens, what comes out of that. Okay, now a little bit, I'm going to open it up. Have any of you ever worked with board members who lack vision? In your estimation, okay, we're not deciding whether they did or did not. In your estimation, did they lack vision? Raise your hand if you have served with those kind of people. Okay, now, how well did that work? And I want you to talk to me, talk to each other. How well did that work? It didn't work.
It ain't work.
No. Uh-oh. What happens? You say it isn't working. It doesn't work. What happens?
You waste a lot of energy.
Okay.
Chaos in the structures.
Okay.
I've seen it work both ways, where a man who's willing to be shaped has indeed caught the vision over time. Mm-hmm. But the majority of the time, it tends to work the other way. It's an energy drain. It takes a lot of work to bring that person along.
Okay.
Now, maybe just tagging to that, when it is possible that someone's willing to serve, like you said, but they just don't know. Maybe they don't even know what they don't know. You know, they're a good man or woman, but they just don't know. That's complete contrast to, let me say, but they would really desire to have a vision. They just don't know. Mm-hmm. A big time contrast to someone who's somewhat obstinate, or maybe very, God forbid, but very obstinate, or somewhat, and so the chaos and the energy drain and the unhealth it brings, it's difficult.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you work with this? Are some board members past redemption? How do you work with people like this?
Well, you know, one thing, as we work with other attitudes in different situations, I've wondered already, could there be such a thing that they've had a poor school experience themselves? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think we need to probe a little deeper, just be honest and say, brother, your attitude here is telling me something, but I don't know what it is. Tell me a little bit about your school experience. How did it go for you in school? That might be one area.
Okay.
I've heard a lot about our parents, what they dealt with in school before the private schools were there, and the fear that puts in some new board members, you know, here we're trying to do this, and they're scared, you know. And it made a good board member out of some young men you didn't know could do it. Because they see the good school instead of what their father talked about.
Okay. Somebody else will say something over here.
So I had someone that wasn't really excited about school, and I wasn't like they were terrible. Mm-hmm. But 4 years ago, I got them convinced to all go to a CASB. It's amazing what it did for them.
Hallelujah.
Did they pay you to say that?
I would second that with even like any teacher in meetings or some entire CASB. That makes a huge difference on them.
So what I'm hearing is their involvement often hinges on my involvement. If I lack the vision, if I'm uninvolved, if I look at teacher and board member enrichment opportunities as a waste of time, that has an impact. Especially when you have somebody who's already tended that way. Okay? What else? I think one of the things that we need to be aware of and very intentional about is communication. Now let me explain. Like Steve said here, if I work with somebody who is annoying me through their lack of, and I'm not talking about necessarily personality differences, I'm talking about a lack of vision, a lack of involvement. If I work with somebody like that, but I don't talk to them about that, how will they grow? They may be completely and blissfully unaware that they're annoying me and the other members of the board. Because, was it you said? They don't know, or it was one of you said, they don't know what they don't know. Okay? And so we're going to get into some of that in the middle section here. And so communication. Talk to them in a way that is redemptive. Let them know that their lack of involvement is bringing down not only the school board, but ultimately that brings down the entire community's perspective of education. The attitude of the board member is, it does set a little bit, or actually maybe a lot, the attitude in the community toward education. If the people who are doing it aren't excited about it, don't have a vision for it, and don't put the energy into it, why are the people that are uninvolved going to do that? Nobody's uninvolved, but the people who aren't in charge. A lot of things play into our perspective, and it was brought out that one of the things can be a poor experience ourselves. And so we already have a bad attitude about education, about school specifically. But then we're elected to the school board, and that bad attitude carries right over. Sometimes that's based on our experience. Sometimes that just happens in a community. I don't know what your home communities are like. I don't know what your home community views of education are. So I speak freely here. You put in what fits where. But it can be a local cultural thing. And sometimes it can be simply that he is a man that is very invested in his business. He puts a lot of energy into his business. It takes all of his time, and he isn't willing or very able to divert time over to his other responsibilities. Now, I go back and take away the able, because I think anybody is able to do that and should be willing to do that if they are elected to the school board. And so again, this comes down to communication. Help that brother to see if you inherit one of those men on your school board, it would be my advice to help them understand that they are allocating too much time to something other than the school board, whatever that is. Just challenge them on it. Say, do you think you're giving adequate amount of time to the school board? Okay, help them understand what the expectation is. Now we're going back into the next section here. One more thing, I think sometimes that one of the things that can intimidate new school board members is their inexperience. And especially if they come on board with somebody who's been on the board 10 plus years. Okay, if you are a young person and you've got a 60-year-old man on the school board who's been on there forever, that can be very intimidating, depending on your personality. So now, the burden is on you as that 60-year-old board member who's been there a long time to reach out and mentor and take hold of that young person, that young brother, that young team member. You've now got a new team member, and bring them on board and show them what their expectations are, what they need to do, and show them that you don't have the attitude that they're a bother, that you'd rather do this yourself. Okay, explaining basic functions and expectations, point number two. What are your thoughts about this? How would you go about, I'm just going to open it up before I give much of my what I have here. How would you go about doing this? What do you feel is important if you inherit, or you will, if you get a new member? In our case, it's every 2 years we get a new member. In fact, we're just getting ready to get a new member. A brother who's never served on the school board before. This is going to be interesting because I get to put everything that I studied for here in action. This is the first time in our new school that we've gotten a new member, a new board member, a new team member. So, you get a new team member. What do you feel like they need to know? How are you going to help them come on board? Are you going to say something?
Well, one thing that comes to my mind is, it depends on how formal your school board is, but just understanding the procedures and how we have an agenda and we follow the agenda and how we get minutes and how we have a motion. Even though there's only five of us on the board, including the principal and the ministerial rep, there's only three voting members on the board. But we still have motions and we still vote on each thing because it's a definite progression throughout the meeting.
Okay.
And, yeah, that'll be one thing.
So, is this like you have first board meeting, he comes to, you sit down and you say, this is the way we do things, this is our processes and procedures, and now you know. Yeah, okay.
The board handbook is an excellent way to document the different board responsibilities. That way everybody knows what their job is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, my board handbook. Oh, but you're sure you don't want to say something? Okay.
This probably falls on the chairman, but to try and get involvement and input from the person, the new person will often feel like, well, I don't know what's going on or whatever. And another thing to share with that person that if it's worth saying after the meeting, it's worthwhile saying in the meeting. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Mm-hmm. That goes back to the intimidation thing. Sometimes we're too timid to say something that's really wise. I sat in a Sunday school class one time to that point with a brother who was lamenting to me. He said, we were talking about this, talking, having discussion in Sunday school class, And he was not one to have much, to give much, and he sat there Sunday after Sunday, and I think maybe I was, I don't remember what the conversation, how it started, but I think maybe I was encouraging him to speak up. And he said, Rod, there's so many times that I think of something, and then I think, well, that's just dumb. And so I don't say it. And then 20 seconds later, the guy down the bench says the exact same thing, almost verbatim, and it sounds so smart, and the rest of the time in the Sunday school class, they talk about that point. And I said, how many times does this have to happen until you learn your lesson? You can be that guy. You can be the one that gets this discussion started. But it takes that push. And the older need to push the younger or the newer.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Another piece of it is to understand the talents the person coming on has.
Okay.
If you don't know what he has to bring to the table and you onboard him with a bunch of things that he really doesn't know what to do with,
okay, let's talk about that a little bit. So you're suggesting, if I'm understanding you right, fleshing this out a little bit, that not everybody is equipped to do the same thing. And that's okay. That we play to his strengths, and we play to his strengths, and they do vastly different things, and I never ask, as a chairman, I never ask him to do those things because it's not his strength. I give that to him, but then I ask him to do things over here. Is that a fair?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And even to the point of fleshing decisions, there's some people who are really strong at discerning a decision, mm-hmm. and some guys are really good at actually implementing a decision. So the guy who's really good at implementing the decision maybe isn't the guy you want to really struggle and wrestle with an issue. He might be the guy that you want at implementing when the decision is made.
Can I push back on your summarization there a little bit?
Sure.
Yeah, the word never makes me uncomfortable.
Okay.
Because maybe this depends a bit on the size of your board and the skills that are represented from a small school. And there's some flexibility that's needed there as well from board members. So balancing piece.
I can go along with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't know the strengths you have until you're actually forced to do it.
That's right.
You can build strengths, by the way. Mm-hmm. You can start a poor board member, and you can be, in a few short years, you can be a great board member. And you may never saw yourself as a board member. If you're a first-year person here, you may never have seen yourself as a board member. That was for people with way more white hair than I got, like him. But remember, God called you to this job, this privilege. Okay? What else do we have? How else do we bring new members on board? No pun intended.
I'd say being proactive is really helpful. If you think your process out ahead, what you're going to do, rather than wait till they get started or wait till it's a year or so down the road and then point out the problems, works a whole lot better. If you do that today, if you're going to have an election this year or next year, figure out how you're going to do this. And there's one board that I served on where I thought they did it really well in onboarding me. There was a lot of work that went in ahead to tell me exactly what was expected. And that really helped a lot. Rather than waiting until I got there to figure out what was going on.
Okay. So you're saying before you, like, there was a period of time from the time you were elected till you actually started to serve, and you're talking about that interim period?
Right.
Okay.
So there was evidently a procedure that was worked out ahead of how we're going to do this. And that involves a lot of things. For a board, you're going to prep your voters. Who's electing your board members? Tell them what you want. Mm-hmm. What you're expecting. Don't say, hey, we'll just take any stuff, mm-hmm. church, whatever. We want somebody who cares, mm-hmm. who, you know, you see a talent, and
sure.
you recognize that, point that out, mm-hmm. and know what that is.
Good.
I think one additional way we can pull in new members, really any board, is if when you do have quieter members, there's nothing wrong with occasionally putting them on the spot as well, saying, you know, maybe if the conversation or the discussion kind of dies down, saying, hey, Robert, what's your take? We haven't heard much from you. And giving them the chance to actually express whatever they've been thinking, because most of the time, each of us has an opinion of some kind to share. Just for some people, it may be harder to do that. Again, if they're surrounded by senior members. By putting them on the spot to call that out, it opens that up for them, and then they can share whatever's on their
mind. I think a good understanding of the personalities goes a long way as an older board member to bring out the new member. Those who know me, and there's people here in the group who know me well, know that I am usually very free to share my opinion, and I'm fairly unintimidated to share my opinion. To my fault, yes, I know that, so you don't need to tell me. I'm working on it. But there are also personalities who would absolutely, I have served with people. I think specifically of one man, actually two men, who they would sit an entire board meeting and say nothing at all. And it wasn't that they didn't have opinions. It wasn't that they didn't have good ideas. They just didn't have the personality to get it out there. And that's tragic, because that's going to waste. Okay, we need to move on here. I'm supposed to be done in 12 minutes. I think so, yes.
Sir, one thing we have to, just started doing is electing the school board member 6 months ahead of his term. So if he attends for 6 months, not voting, it just gets to be over.
And that works out pretty well?
We're just starting.
Ah, so are we. We are actually, so the school term ends at the end of school, but which is in May, but we are actually now at our first board meeting coming up here, possibly next week. The new member has already been elected, and there will be basically a two-month period where they will come, sit on the board, kind of an apprenticeship type thing maybe, call it what you want.
That's where I'm at right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it helpful?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I can sit there and kind of listen out, put a lot of input in on it, just sit and and kind of see how they go about their business, and then I won't actually be a board member until this fall.
Okay.
When school starts.
May I ask a question? So do any of you who have that in place, does that brother have an opportunity to decline, or is he like
set in stone? I would have the opportunity to say, no, I don't want to in our congregation.
Now, not be board member or not come
not
early?
Not be board member.
At all? Yeah. Okay.
He would have also had the opportunity, I'm from his church,
okay.
So he would have also had the opportunity to decline the time of
being the apprenticeship
on there ahead of time, but it's recommended. Unfortunately, that is our only onboarding procedure, and I'm 1 year ahead of him on the board, so I'm in an active role, and yet I feel like I still am somewhat at sea. So,
do you feel any opposition from the man you're replacing by sitting there?
No.
Okay.
So one thing we do the same thing. So we elect in February, but your term actually doesn't start in June.
Okay.
But the first meeting we have after the election, if there is a new board member, we do our position voting at that time. I forget what you call that, but we decide what position you're filling, the new board member, and then you sit beside that person, and that person is supposed to have everything transferred to you, where you understand everything about his position before he leaves in June. So he's actively walking beside one person, per se.
Okay.
That would be helpful.
That's good.
One thing yet, and then we will move on. I wanted to bring this in because we've talked about it vaguely and generally, but just to make it concise, it's good to help a new board member implement methods of staying on top of things, okay? My first year, I went from zero to secretary, okay? I'm now in charge of all the minutes. I'm now in charge of things that I don't even know how to do, okay? No apprenticeship, just thrown in. And if you have a board that's structured that way, you can make that work. It worked, I think. Nobody came and told me. I was there for 5 years, so they didn't fire me, so there's that. But as an older member, take the younger guy. If he ends up with a responsibility that he has to do, like secretary or treasurer or something, help them understand how to do that job. to stay on top of those things. It can be the duties that they perform. It can be just recording topics that were discussed and decisions that were made. I think it's good to have, if all board members write those things down, the new guy's not going to know he should be writing that down. Because, first of all, you may come to the next meeting and say, now, what did we decide? You know, yeah, you have minutes. And if you have, hopefully you have minutes. I had a topic here once about that, too. But it's good if you all write it down so that it's all, something about transferring it to paper sticks it in your mind a lot more. And then later when you discuss it, you have a lot more memory about what you discussed. Just keeping track of meeting times and places. That's something also that is important. So, okay. Building strong and lasting relationships. As a seasoned board member, treat your brother, treat the new guy as a brother and a team member. Okay? That's what he is. He may be green, he may be somewhat ineffective at his job. He is your team member, he is your brother. Treat him as such. Kindness and forbearance go a long way in oiling the gears of personal interaction, personal relationship. Okay? If you serve with people on the board, you will need to be kind. You will need to consciously just make a decision at some point, probably pretty quick, to be kind and forbearing towards somebody's differences. Okay? That's a prerequisite for being on a school board. You must be willing to be kind and forbearing. Now, why is that important? Well, first of all, you're not fighting on the school board. Pretty obvious, right? There are school boards that fight, I think. I'm sorry if you're in one of those. I really hope that can be resolved. But remember that you as a group of men will be called on to make a very unpopular decision at some point in your life, on the school, or your term on the school board. The people, the brethren that you serve with, are the only people who are going to, I shouldn't say that, that sounds really sinister, and they are the hopefully the only ones that you can count on with certainty to have your back. You make that unpopular decision, maybe you have a set of parents who is really pushing a specific area, and you have to come down on that. You have to say no, okay? The person, the brother who's sitting beside you at the table or across from you at the table, you need to be able to have confidence and trust that he's on board with you. Now, does that mean that all boards always make unanimous decisions? I think we know better than that. But it's important for you as a seasoned board member, and it's important for you to convey this to a new board member, that even if you don't agree with the decision, you still help make that decision. Okay? You are equally responsible, in the eyes of the community, you are equally responsible for that poor decision as the people who voted in favor of it. Keep your backs together. Okay? And help the new board member to see the importance of that. Don't let the community come against them, come to them, and get them isolated away because maybe their opinion was different. Maybe they wouldn't have made that decision. But that's the way the vote went. Stand with each other and help the new guy to see he needs to stand with you. And if somebody comes to him, this is things that you don't know. If somebody in the community comes to him and says, why? That was a decision we made together as a board. And if you want to talk about it, I'll be happy to talk about it with the board. You can come to the board and we'll discuss it with you. Don't help them understand it's a very bad idea to start going off on your own in that regard. Okay, thank you. Another thing that I think is unwise, and it's good for older board members to understand, and I'm making a lot of assumption here that as an older board member, you've got your ducks in a row, okay? We're just going to assume that. But help the new guy to understand that if you have private disagreements on a school board, okay, you didn't all vote the one way. You have five members, and three voted this way, and two went this way, and I realize we all love the idea of a unanimous decision, and we work hard to get those. But sometimes those don't come. At least that's been my experience. If that happens, what happens in the privacy of the board meeting should not be, and this piggybacks on our previous conversation, should not be aired in. You don't leave that meeting and say, I voted against it, but it was 3-2, and you know, just keep that private. Keep a united front. We've talked about it, I'll just reiterate it. Listen, as an older board member, listen well to the younger board members, okay? That means, and somebody, I don't remember who it was, pull them out. You can't hear them if they're not talking, okay? It is important to pull them out. Maybe you have a timid person. Maybe you have a brother who would rather take a beating with a lead pipe than give his opinion, okay? Those people exist. Maybe you are one of those. But again, as it's important for us, it builds a relationship between brother to brother. It tells that person, that timid per brother, the new guy on the board, they care about what I think. I am a part of the team. There's nothing works against teamwork or team dynamic than everybody just doing their own thing and never really asking questions or never really trying to come together. And then finally, don't be clicky. Okay, if you're a long-term board member, you've been on there a long time, and maybe you've got some other long-term board members. Maybe 3 of the 5 have been there since dirt was invented. Okay? It can be easy for you to just do your thing, and the new guys just can't really break into that. I hope that's not the case again, but it's just, I think some of these things need to be talked about, because if we're not thinking about them, we may not be aware that we're being clicky. It's what works so well for us. You know, these other two brethren, they just understand me. And boy, we can really get a lot done when we get our heads together. But you got 2 more board members here who are newer, and they haven't been here as long as you, but they aren't given any opportunity. So don't be clicky. Bring your whole team in together. I'll finish with this. Be the person that you want to work with on the board. Okay, think about, what kind of person do I want to work with? Then be that person. If you want energetic, be energetic. If you want engaged, engage. If you want easy to work with, don't insist on your way. If you want help, be helpful. And I'm not talking about just in meetings. School boards don't just do all their work inside of meetings. There are things that need to be done outside of meetings. Be helpful outside of meetings. And if you want commitment from the new guy, show him that commitment. Okay? Show him what it's like to be committed to that job. To the job, to each other, to the school, and to the patrons. The task of serving on a school board is one of eternal influences. Your performance will impact the quality of the school and education, and that will in turn empower and strengthen each individual person who is connected to the school. Think about that. How far-reaching your attitudes and energy is towards school, how far that reaches into the future. Each board member should strive to do the will of God in all things and to reach over and take the hand of his brother as they pull together to enlarge the kingdom of God. Thank you.